Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli with you, along with Van Hagar. So this is Van Halen with Sammy Hagar at the helm. And those of you who know and follow Van Halen like I do, Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen have not gotten along for years. They have actually come to fisticuffs a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Duking it out. They hate each other, right? Well, Sammy Hagar turns 69 this year, which is just a punch in the teeth to me. I remember seeing him when I was 18 years old. And he's decided after Glenn Frey and David Bowie passed away this year that, you know what? Having enemies is not the way I want to go out. So he reached out to Eddie Van Halen and wished him happy birthday last month on Twitter. And they had a little bit of a back and forth. And he just said, you know what? It's a sobering reminder when you see guys your age that you grew up working with, knowing, pass away. And it just makes me realize that my relationship with Eddie is more important than any spiff that we had with each other. It's not worth it. So now
that's a good lesson.
It's
right?
A great lesson. And of course, you know, the Twitterverse is going crazy. Will there be a Van Halen reunion with Sammy Hagar, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think it'll go that far. But it's nice to see that they reached out and they get along. But it makes you sit down and think, who do you have out there that maybe you need to make amends with? Because you never know.
Do you ever know? Okay, because I would tell you, I don't think I have any enemies out there. I try to treat people as nicely as I can. Mm-hmm. But do you ever feel like, what if there is somebody that you just don't know about that has never said anything to you that's secretly like seething and angry? Do you ever feel like you have those people out there?
I know. Well, you're very nice. You're very kind to people. Roberta's, the New Yorker's, a little bit more brash.
But I'm always
kind to people.
I'm always nice. And I always tell my kids, I said, always be nice. It doesn't cost anything to be nice.
Do you have any enemies, Roberta? Anybody you need to make amends with?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
So she thinks.
No. Well, you know, it's I'll never forget, there's a saying that says, never argue with a fool. People watching may not know who is who.
Right.
That's right.
So you just walk away, you know, it's... Why engage it?
I think about like people in my past, and the only people that I can think of out there that really dislike me are a couple of employees who I had to fire.
And that's the roughest part, is they don't like you professionally because of something.
Yeah.
Even if it could have been their fault and you just had to call them on it.
Right. And obviously in my mind it was, and in their mind it wasn't. But you know what? I don't care about those people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just that one I'm not going to fix. I'm not going to go to Steve Ray and you know, hug and make up with him because he's...
So you're okay with having a few enemies out there?
Well, it's not people I care about. If it were a long-lost friend who we had a fight and, yes, then I would make an effort to make amends and try and get past whatever differences we had. But if it's just acquaintances or people that I worked with and we had some kind of a tiff, if I were in the wrong and I thought I was in the wrong and felt bad about it, I might reach out. But if I didn't think I was in the wrong, I probably wouldn't be as worried about it. So
that was very confusing. I don't know who's on first base.
No, I mean, it's, well, do you have any friends who, you know, you may have argued with and you feel bad about it? Or did you wrong somebody?
I always reach out. Even if I think I'm right, I still feel bad. I mean, I got into a little dust up with my mom this week and I was still reached out because I feel like I don't want to have that hanging over my head. You know, life is way too short.
Yeah, I mean, with your mom, you got to do whatever you got to do. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, life is short,
right.
You know, and I thought I was right, but, you know. But,
yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
We
so anyway,
think, right?
Think about what's going on in your life. If you need to reach out to anybody, be Sammy Hagar. That's the cool thing to do. 28 past
be Sammy Hagar.
Be Sammy Hagar.
Where are they now? with Ahmad Rashad.
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, reshaped the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I have driven the last couple of years here has been fun. And obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer making the world a better place one mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.